Louise Horn, manager of a small family-owned travelling funfair, says that her and her 13 staff members are incredibly thankful after being rescued from looters in Vosloorus by none other than a group of drivers and owners from the Katlehong People's Taxi Association.
Sure. And I mean, of all people, I mean, did you ever think that you would be defended and protected by taxi drivers?
No. This is something no words can describe. I was amazed. I've never been so grateful for taxi drivers in my life like the past few days.
Our reporter on the ground, Graham Hoskin, spoke to one of the members of the association during the violence, as he describes that they were there to protect their community and its infrastructure.
Oh, my name is Kita Ranape. Like, I'm coming from KAPTA, Katlehong People's Taxi Association. So since with my members, we've decided to come together to try and protect what's left. But you can see people have messed up here. Even our operation is messed up. We're no longer working right now. Our operation is messed up by other people.
So what are you guys doing, and how many members do you have here?
I think I have 800 members right now on the car. Some of them are there trying to chase those looters.
And is it just this mall you're protecting, or is it other malls as
well? We have protected Hlahatsi Mall.
Okay.
We've based some other members there in Hlahatsi. So we decided to come this side to Krisani to protect what's left here.
Okay. And tell me, what are you guys... I mean, we saw some of your guys firing with...
Firing, yes.
Yeah. So tell me, why were you guys firing? What happened? Were there guns drawn on them, or...?
We're trying to chase them out, because we can't chase them with mouth. They say, hey, go away. You know, some people who want action. Like, we don't fire them. Like we fire on top. That is why.
Okay.
That's what's happening. You can see they even running away because they hear some gunshots.
Yeah.
Horn and her staff were trapped, hiding in one of the fair's rides while peeking at the ongoing violence. This is a voice note from Horn to her family, assuring them that they were safe, despite the clearly audible gunfire in the background.
No, everything's still fine. As they come in, they're being shot at, then they go outside again. As you can hear,
Horn and her staff had set up camp near the funfair. She now explains just how the local taxi drivers came to their rescue.
We saw the taxi drivers defending the mall. I mean, but you were actually defended by the taxi drivers. Tell me what happened.
The people started crowding around the mall when it was Sunday evening. They started crowding, but no one came in. And then Monday during the day, the crowds started coming from across the road and watching the mall and all of that. And we started preparing, making sure that if something needs to happen, that we all prepared. And Monday night at about 10 o'clock, the people started coming and, yeah, they started trying to break down the gates, and the police was here trying to scare them off, and then they come back over. But the taxi drivers were standing here where we are situated, the funfair, by the gates at the back of us. They were chasing the people and making sure they not coming close to us because it was still small crowd. And then when the crowds got bigger, they broke down the gates and they started coming in. And so Monday night was still fine. And Tuesday and yesterday was the two worst days. It was just terrifying. But the taxi drivers, they all stood together and they protected us here. Yeah, it was amazing.
How did they actually protect you? I mean, and I understand you were hiding inside a caravan, is that right?
On Monday night, when the crowd started coming through, we were hiding in one of our big rides for the show called the Rota. So all of the staff was hiding in there, watching through there what was happening. And it was very terrifying. And what the taxi drivers did, they actually told the people, please leave the fun thing because the people are here for your kids. They're not here to disturb anyone. They're here to entertain your kids. And the people, they bypassed us because the taxi drivers were telling them, please just leave the stuff for your kids. It's there for kids' entertainment. And yeah.
After talking looters down, taxi drivers patrolled the surrounding areas with firearms.
And I mean, we were seeing images of taxi drivers yesterday with guns chasing off looters. I mean, is that with similar scenes?
Yes. They were walking like one man in the road with guns and shooting off, not shooting at the people, like warning off the people, shooting off warning signs showing that they are protecting this territory, they're protecting this people that's here, they're protecting this mall and everything that's currently standing on these grounds. They were standing together as one man. It was unbelievable.
And when things started unfolding on Sunday and then particularly Monday, I mean, what went through your mind? What were you and your staff thinking or doing?
Sure, we were just, we were scared, but we are very close knit. We like family. We all like family. And we were just trying to protect each other and trying to protect what is ours, the fun phase, but just, it was scary. It was the biggest thing in racing everyone's minds is, are we going to lose our lives here? What's going to happen? Are they going to set us on fire? And they set this caravan on fire. And when that happened, everything just, the guys started panicking. But still, everyone was there for each other, and just protecting each other. And yeah.
Whose caravan did they settle at?
The owner, the boss.
Okay.
Horn says that luckily only one of their caravans were lost, the owner's. After which, the taxi drivers managed to talk looters down and restore a sense of stability. She has voiced incredible gratitude for their intervention in what her and all of her staff thought would be a dire situation. Interviews for this piece were conducted by Graham Hoskin. For Multimedia Live, I've been Paige Muller.